Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Christy is joining us here. It's second date update, Thunder and PT. Christy, first of all, thank you for trusting us in helping you with Sam.
Giving us a shot, Christy.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited for this.
Okay, so how are things going with Sam? What's the latest?
Well, nowhere since our date. We FaceTimed one time a couple of days later, but since then, nothing.
Oh, interesting. So you FaceTimed after the date.
After the date. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's go back. Let's start with the first date. How did that go?
It was real sweet. I mean, we got a hot chocolate and checked out a Christmas decorations, which was fun.
Sweet. Do you have any favorites?
Well, I love anything evergreen, so trees and wreaths and boughs. And he's more into that, like, you know, everything that moves, robots and trains.
Right. He's a guy. Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything, like, that we should know, like, the conversation itself? Did you get in any topics that, I don't know, would have been taboo or something like that?
You know, we did compare holiday plans. He seemed surprised that my close girlfriends and I exchange gifts. I don't know. I guess him and his buddies don't. That seemed to be the closest to a hot button issue we had.
And I think you mentioned FaceTiming with Sam. Any moments come up there where the energy might have shifted or things got weird?
It was a fun hang. I mean, I was lounging in my PJs and having a snack, and he was just chilling with some leftover pizza.
Okay, so felt very comfortable.
So the date went well, and then this FaceTime afterwards went well. Seemed like you guys are pretty comfortable with each other.
And how long has it been then since you've heard from him?
It's been almost 2 weeks.
Okay, well, listen, maybe we can solve the mystery of his disappearance. Mm. And if you're ready, Christy, let's just call Sam, try to get him on the phone. If he agrees to talk to us, we'll hopefully get some resolution here, maybe some New Year's resolution like you and Sam together in 2026.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's have you hold on right there. We're going to play a song, come right back. The second half of Second Date Update coming up next on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, so where is Christy when it comes to Sam after FaceTiming after their first date?
Well, nowhere since our date. We FaceTimed one time a couple of days later, but since then, nothing.
All right, that was 2 weeks ago, and in two more weeks, it'll be Christmas, so time's ticking. Let's see if we can't put Christy and Sam back together for a second date.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Sam available?
Yeah, this is Sam. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Sam. A little trouble hearing you this morning, and this is not a sales call. And thanks for answering, by the way. We appreciate that. We're calling from a radio station in town, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
What's up, Sam?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Hold on.
I'm sorry?
I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, yes. Okay, listen, the reason we're calling you, Sam, is we'd like to hopefully have you join us on the radio if you'd be up for that.
I'm not sure why.
Okay. Sometimes our listeners will reach out to us to help them reconnect if they lose touch with someone they went on a date with. And we're calling you to ask you if you remember meeting Christy about a couple weeks ago.
I do.
Could you share your, like, impression of her with us?
Let's just say I got to chalk it up to a loss, but at least I learned early.
Jeez, okay. What happened, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, I mean, she wants to know. She may not like the truth, but her place is really disgusting. Nasty.
Okay, her place is nasty.
Her place, how do you know that?
Well, we FaceTimed. And okay. I got to tell you, you know, in person, she's lovely and she's very put together. But when we FaceTimed, she was walking to her kitchen to grab a Coke, and it was a complete disaster. I'm talking dirty dishes piled a mile high and some kind of growth all over her fridge door.
Okay, so when you FaceTimed, then she got up, left the phone on the table. That opened up a wider view of where she lived.
Yeah.
And you're saying that that was just an absolute mess.
No, I mean, she took the phone with her into the kitchen.
Oh, I got
and
you.
I could see everything, and, I mean, all this even made it worse because she stayed on the line and she didn't seem to care.
Sam, could it be that Christy just has, like, a bad roommate situation?
She lived alone.
Okay.
Can you really tell from a FaceTime call, like, how dirty the kitchen is? I mean,
you shouldn't be able to, but well, I could.
Was it just the kitchen, Sam? I mean, maybe she was, you know, maybe she's just been busy and didn't get around to it.
Yeah, there's times we leave dishes in the sink and stuff
like
that.
I don't know, man. Busy and getting around to it's one thing. Growth on your refrigerator is something completely different. And based on that, I don't even want to see the rest of the place.
Wow.
It made me want to call the Pasteur Institute so they could collect samples.
What is that?
What? You don't know who Louis Pasteur is?
No, what?
He's the father of microbiology.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Petri dishes in our place? Okay.
It explains a lot, actually, that you don't know.
I think the whole thing is a Petri dish.
Okay. So one thing, Sam, we didn't tell you is that we actually talked to Christy on our show a couple of minutes ago. We had her hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. Obviously, we did. So, Christy, so just bear with us for one more minute, please, Sam, and thank you. Christy, can you explain what Sam is referring to?
Is your place a little dirty?
I mean, our call was kind of like in the moment, mm-hmm. So I didn't have time to clean, but my place is not nasty. You're being such a jerk.
Well, you're the one that said you wanted the truth. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And I'm sorry, apologies if this is awkward, Sam, and obviously Christy was listening in on the other line. So do you keep your place a little sloppy, Christy, or is this not normal?
No, it just caught me the night before I do dishes. I clean my house routinely. I mean, I thought I could be myself and I didn't have to worry about that, but obviously that's not the truth.
So you don't do your dishes?
Well, you wash dishes only once a week? I usually rinse mine and load them in the dishwasher a few times a day.
Fair question. Yeah,
man,
Christy, only
you are so judgy.
Yeah, but Christy, I don't think dishes are like laundry. You have a laundry day once a week, but dishes, you got to do every day.
No, but if she's like by herself, like when I'm, for example, when Brooke and Liv are gone, I don't go through nearly as many dishes as when they're there. So what I do is I rinse them off. I put them kind of in the sink on the side. So as long as there's been water on it.
On the side or down in the sink itself?
On the side. Like, because for me it goes.
But they're not clean.
They're not clean. They're on the side. They're like waiting to go
in
the
ridiculous.
Dishwasher. But then what I'm saying is I could go 4, 5, 6, 7 days without putting dishes in the dishwasher because I'm not going through that many dishes.
Dude, when the family's gone, that's like a wet market in your kitchen.
Yeah.
So you only do. So, Christy, you're telling me you only do dishes once a week.
I mean, yeah. Okay. I'll rinse them off, and they sit in the sink, and then I put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But after a week.
I think the dishes thing is one thing. But what's the deal with the growth on the fridge?
Yeah.
What is that?
What was that?
I think that was just a reflection. I don't have any growth on my fridge. So I don't know what he's talking about, but I do know that I don't think I ever really want to see him again.
Okay, so that's it. Fine. So just because just because you can't agree on washing dishes once a day or once a week.
100%.
Buddy, if you had gone on a great first date with Jess and then you FaceTimed later and she had some dishes in her sink,
it would be over.
You would shut her down right there.
I'd still be single. That would not have worked. And I don't think I know she listens to Second Date Update and she's nodding her head. We probably just would have stayed friends. Maybe not even.
Wow.
Coming from the guy who doesn't know who Louis Pasteur is, Brooke, I don't think you really are on the sane side of this argument.
I would say Brooke is pretty clean in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. I'm cleaner than she is when it comes to the dishes,
Not by the sound of it. Oh, all right, gosh. Listen, so it's a no for Christy, for Sam. Guys, we wish you all the best. Sam, cleanliness, and Stacy,
happy dish day.
And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.